dictation for Sherry, Sherry, Umla, Umlah, November 1349, address as a letter to Dr. Sarvepalli, 866-419-35, excuse me, 3504. Dear Dr. Sarvepalli, a follow-up for Mrs. Umla, who has chronic kidney disease, prior history of left-sided hydronephrosis from a stone, calcium oxalate, phosphorus, and uric acid. Underlying diabetes, nephropathy, and hypertension last visit July, no hospital visits, has been weight from 170 to 176, good appetite, no vomiting, dysphagia, denies diarrhea, bleeding, if anything, constipation, no infection in the urine, cloudiness or blood, minor edema, no ulcers, no cellulitis, stable chest pain on activity, stable disc on activity, not at rest, no orthopnea PND, no cough, sputum production, other review system negative, medication list review. I'm going to highlight short long-acting insulin, cholesterol treatment, blood pressure Lasix, diltiazem. She questioned about the following medications: Lasix, Crestor, Zetia, Eliquis, if that can cause any directly kidney abnormalities, and that's not the case. Next paragraph on physical exam, blood pressure 120 over 60, right-sided, minor JBD, but no respiratory distress, lungs are clear, has atrial fibrillation, rate less than 90, no pericardial rap, has a systolic murmur, overweight of the abdomen, no tenderness or masses, about 2 plus peripheral edema, mild decreased hearing, normal speech, and no focal deficit. Next paragraph, chemistry is December, creatinine 1.4, she's been as high as 1.7 for the last year and a half. Present GFR 37, stage 3B, normal electrolyte acid base, normal nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, no gross anemia. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 3, stable over time, no progression, no dialysis, no symptoms. Next number, nephrolithiasis, calcium oxalate, phosphate, and uric acid, no recurrence. Next number, prior history of left-sided hydronephrosis from a stone, no recurrence. Next number, probably a component of diabetic nephropathy. Next number, hypertension appears to be well controlled. Normal-sized kidneys without obstruction. No urinary retention. Next number, atrial fibrillation, anticoagulated. Rate control, beta blockers, and diltiazem. Next number, lower extremity edema stable, no evidence of decompensation. Next number, proteinuria, not in nephrotic range. Next number, sleep apnea on treatment. Next number, presently hemoglobin normal, does not require any further assessment or treatment, just monitor over time. All issues discussed with the patient, come back in 6 months. Emotional support provided, she's very anxious. As indicated above, discuss about these medications. They should not cause any direct nephrotoxicity. End of dictation.